Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diet No Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We are blessed and highly favored. I appreciate y'all tuning in every week. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it is, man. It's much love as always. And before we get started, man, we're going to get into the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. All right. So here we go. This word of the day, I like it. It says, you can acquire success without losing your soul. I'll say that again. You can acquire success without losing your soul. I think that that word of the day is fire, man. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people get caught up in chasing trends and whatever popular. But the reality is that you got to be true to yourself. Don't compromise your values. Don't compromise who you are as a person just to follow trends. Because the thing about trends is that they change every day. So the reality is that you want to make sure that you're consistently being true to who you are as a person. And we don't follow trends. We set the trends. You feel me? Like, that's who we are. Like, we're leaders. We're not followers. We're bosses. We're not workers. It is what it is, right? So set the trends, blaze your own path, and that is the word of the day, all right? But for today, we're going to get into a oldie but a goodie. I had did this with my brother. Shout out to Slim Kid Trey from the Far Side. Unless you've been sleeping on a rock, you know who the Far Side is. They had the classic hits, Passing Me By, classic visuals, classic hip-hop over jazz sample. Record went crazy, blew up in the streets. Another record of theirs, Drop, where the visuals was crazy. Everything was going in reverse. Of course, it was Running, produced by the legendary Jay Dilla, rest in peace. So, yeah, they just had a lot of classics, man. Definitely one of the groups that I love listening to growing up. So, you know, without further ado, we're going to get into this interview with my brother Slim Kid Trey. Big shout out to Trey. Big shout out to the Far Side. And yeah, it's a goodie, man. Y'all going to get into it, man. Let's go. It is no other than the legendary, the classic, timeless Slim Kid Trey. What's up, King?
What's good, man? I appreciate all that love, man. definitely,
man. Well, look, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. And you know, just wanted to kind of just dive into, man, all your accomplishments, man, everything that you've done. So everybody knows, man, you knows the Far Side, but I guess we could kind of start from the beginning. Like, what was your start like in music, man? Like, how did you get started, man?
Jeez, like the crazy part about all of this is I never intended to be a MC at all. I was I went to El Camino College. I was headed to the military, really. You know what I mean? I was in ROTC in high school at Inglewood High School, and I was going to college so I can become an officer, so I can try to fly fighter planes. You know what I mean? So like, wow. that was where I was headed in my mind. And then I had like an epiphany and I was just like, nah, that ain't for me. You know what I mean? So I had a friend there named Robert Tillis, and his name in the rap world is The Rhythm. And he had like a record out years ago. And I used to write rhymes for him in college. And I was just like, you know, like, I was just like kind of, I was in a dance scene. For sure. Like, I was a B-boy for sure. You know what I mean? So like, that level of being a part of the music. And then I guess when I was growing up, I sang in the choir when I was little. You know, I was in choir in seventh grade. I played the trumpet. I was in music class, like, you know, all of that. And music was definitely a part of something that I was into. I was definitely into records. Cause my mom had like this old school, it's like this console. It's the long one that could fit. It's like a long one. It's like, you know, you open up the slots and there's just like, you know, your record crates is in there. And then, you know, you can put like six records on one thing and it would just drop down, you know what I'm saying? And they would play. So I used to play records every day because I was like a latchkey kid. So I would listen to records every day when my mom was at home. And then when I was at my grandmother's house, my grandfather had like a reel-to-reel. I don't know if you know what a reel to reel is.
Reel to reel, you're taking it back.
I have to. I got to take it back to the reel to reel. And the A track, like I seen all these parts, like the reel to reel, because my grandfather used to put the reel to reels on for they parties they used to have. You know what I'm saying? When the companies come over and they had the the slick bar with the mirrors in the back and just records in the, you know, back there, you know, just have, you know, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So I would thumb through all of their records. You know, I would pull up the John Coltranes and I would, you know, listen to War and just like New Birth and all that stuff. Man, I was just immersed in all of that. Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Classics.
So that's what was feeding me this whole time. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until like I was kind of writing for Robert Tillis, you know, that made me like kind of like, oh yeah, man, let's write this song, let's write that song. I wrote a song for him called Ended in Bones or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we just like talking about the world and it all ends in bones and shit, you know what I mean? Some crazy stuff like that. And Robert Tillis was like, yo, you need to meet my girlfriend's brother. And that was Jay Swift, who produced Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. Mm. And so long story short, you know, we go to his house. And, you know, he's like 16 and he's like playing these beats and I'm in college and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, he's a youngster or whatever, but them beats was knocking and he had like the 808 kicks and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, oh man. So it was like a good environment. And then they took us to SCU, which is South Central Unit, that was run by Reggie Andrews, who just recently passed away. But Reggie Andrews is responsible for Patrice Rushen.
Wow.
You know, and he was in the Daz Band. He also like executive produced some Rick James music. You'll see his name on. He was in Motown pretty thick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we were working with him. Man, speeding the story along. We kind of went to SCU to learn how to produce music. Mm-hmm. And so that's like when I really, really dove in, you know, to all the music production and stuff. And like, I guess like before that and around in the college time that we used to hang out with, me and Imani used to hang out with the guys from The Boys. I don't know, the Down My Heart.
The Boys, you know, that sounds familiar, man.
Yeah, Down My Heart is the name of their hit single that they had out years ago and they were on Motown. So they were like kind of like our little brothers or whatever. And we had a band called the Play Brothers that was produced by Hakeem from The Boys. Okay. And at that time, we couldn't really sing. Oh, man. But we was doing our best and we was doing like little shows and stuff like that. So fast forward back to Reggie Andrews and SCU. That's where we really cultivated all the parts.
Wow.
Because we would be at Reggie Andrews' spot. You know, the band, the groups that were there was GTI, Groove to Impress. Shy was another group. It was Jay Swift's sister's band. And Shy became Jazzy Fat Nasties, who sang a lot of on the Roots albums. So when you hear the Roots albums and you hear like the female vocals, it's pretty much Jazzy Fat Nasties,
wow, which
was Jay Swift's sister and wow, her band. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow.
It was a long run, but then, you know, like, and I used to write a lot of songs for a lot of girl singers, female singers when I was at SCU.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's where all of my, I'm always writing hooks. You know what I mean? I got choruses for days. You know what I mean? So, like, that, I feel like it's a place where I'm supposed to be. Like, it called for itself, and mm-hmm. I just kind of showed up, you know. Luckily and fun, you know what I'm saying? And it just kind of just all happened that way. I know there's a long way around to this, but I guess I'm just supposed to be here. It's kind of the deal, you know?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Trey? I'll tell you something. So like, you know, even like when you talk about hooks and melodies and stuff like that, I know that we know that for a large fact, because like even listening to your stuff like early on, man, you had a lot of melody in your stuff. So it's kind of like, I know now people look at like artists like Drake and they be like, yo, he sings and he raps. But I feel like you was like a pioneer of that. Like you was singing and rapping before that was the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? And that you know, I think that comes from the song Other Fish.
Yeah,
and I tell you, people thought
you know
I was singing
the fish in the
in
sea.
The sea. Exactly. Oh, so look, man. People thought I was singing, but I was crying.
Was that for like a bad breakup or something like that?
That was the worst breakup of my life.
Woo!
Oh man, nothing hurt that bad. Oh man, that was a hurt. And it came. Hey, look, it came out on record. There it was. Because like you know, the crazy thing is like everybody knew the love story that it was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was a good one. And man, but you know, like shout out to her because she saw the greatness in and she saw it before it happens. Mm-hmm. She's like, look, I don't want you. I need you to do good. I don't need you to be. I need you to have your head on straight and win at this. Mm-hmm. Back then, I didn't really understand it. You know what I mean? You know, but she was right. Mm-hmm. And we did blow up exactly how she said. You know what I mean? So that was that. And Other Fish was my tears.
I wasn't singing.
Man, listen, man. That record is timeless, man. Like the melodies, all of like just the production, the way it was pieced together was like a masterpiece. And then I kind of think too, like, you know, just being like ahead of trends because, you know, people look at like the J. Cole's and the Kendricks now, and I think they like them because they're not. They don't lean too much to the gangster rap, right? Like, you know, they're more like realists, like artists that like you could relate to them. Like, okay, Good Kid, Mad City, everybody grew up in the hood, but y'all were like ahead of your time as well. Even with that, because I felt like even listening to y'all records, y'all didn't really, you know, you guys weren't glorifying gang culture. I just felt like y'all were like real human beings just putting it all on the line. You know what I'm saying?
So like LA, you know, cash is checks. You will get checked for, you know, trying to be something that you're not. You know what I mean? Like, we're definitely from the hood. And our hood folks, they ain't trying to be in, you know, going through the things that they going through or whatever. So, like, you know, like, my folks is like, yo, we proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? So, like, in LA was such a dangerous place. It was just dangerous. It's like, 82 and all of that stuff. Oh, my God. It was, like, it was bananas. And going, you know, like just like the gang culture and stuff, like nobody wanted to be caught up in the middle of nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like for me to like try to write some gangster stuff, you know, the check was coming soon.
That's a fact. That's
the check is on the way. You know what I mean? Check's on the way. So like I call them through lyrics all the time. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to cash no checks.
Yeah. That's a
you know
fact.
What I'm saying? And that's just a real thing. And it's like, and then much respect to those that are, that had to do that type of hustle. You know what I mean? Or, you know, they had to stay on the pulse of the street. They had to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like every time I go, you know, home to see the homies or just be around family or whatever, man, it's like they're so happy and proud and you know, like showing, we're leading, giving an example. It's like, you know what? I feel like in the mix of people that we're with, they showed us how to be men. All our gangster homies showed us how to be men. And we showed them a little something on our note too. You know what I mean? So it was like a win-win thing and an even exchange. And it's like, man, LA, I love it. I love it so much because like we all family and we have like, you know, things to share with each other. And it was good to see that we didn't have to do that. And like, once again, first of all, we wasn't trying to receive those checks. And we're going to be 100 about that. Mm-hmm. Respecting the streets for what it is, you know what I mean? And them lifting us up for who we are and what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's all good.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And it shows too, like, you know, you could be yourself. Like, you know, I think that's the dope thing about hip hop culture. It's like being authentic. Like, people know when you faking jacks. They know when you bullshitting, but they can tell when you really real. You know, like they can tell, like, you staying in your lane, you staying true to what you do. And y'all mastered that, man. So, you know, salute to y'all, you know, and all the work that y'all put in, man. You know, much respect, man. We got this question, man, that we ask everybody that comes on the show. So that question is kind of like the Back to the Future question, like Marty and the DeLorean, right? So, you know, go back, right? So if you could go back and, you know, right before, like, I guess when you get in your deal and everything like that, if you could drop some gems on your younger self, because we got like a lot of musicians that listen to Sync Music Mondays. So they're always looking for gems and knowledge. What is something you would have told your younger self back then that maybe the artist listening to this right now could benefit from?
Oh my gosh. Oh, no man. No man is an island. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to, it takes a team to do this. You know what I mean? A lot of folks, you know, think they can do all of this themselves. It's some heavy lifting. You know what I mean? And it's like, what I would encourage them to do is to seek out a good team now that's going to last you 30 years. You know what I mean? Like a good, like, people that you trust, like comb through your you know, see who's good at artwork, see who's good at computer technology in your group, see who's good at, you know, kind of like social, like sponsors, you know, like working with sponsors, because I don't schmooze at all. Like I ain't good at that at all. But if I know a homie that, yo, he likes the schmooze and stuff like that, so he can go talk to the sponsorship people and, you know, do that, you know, do this and that, and get it popping. If that, like, learn your strong suit, learn your weak, where's your weak points? Mm-hmm. Either strengthen your weak points or find somebody that you trust in your circle that's strong at that, and y'all move forward. This is a chariot moving forward. You get all your horses facing the same way, you know what I'm saying? And it moves forward. Mm-hmm. It even runs forward. It even gallops forward. You know what I'm saying? But if all your horses is going like in different directions, the chariot sits still. Mm-hmm. And it's like the faster that you can get over your own BS, you know what I mean? And get away from that ego way of thinking, like me, I did this, I, whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so happy where me and my team are right now, because I don't have to look left, right, or behind, because everybody's playing their position. And if we could all just play our positions, this was how it looked back, you know what I mean? Like, how do I play a better position? How do I be a better listener to my team that actually has my back? We got each other's back. Y'all got to have each other's back, man. So, like, cultivate your team. Make sure it's a strong team that can last 20 to 30 years, because it pays off. You got to have long vision too, you know, like, not just short, you know. You got to look at the bigger picture of your brand, and take care of your brand like it's your child. You know what I mean? Like, take care of your brand like it's your child, but he's like playing next to the edge of a cliff. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you better go get him. Hey. Hey.
Facts. Facts.
Go get him. Go
Facts.
Get him.
Facts.
And take care of it as best as you can. This thing that you do, you really got to take care of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I felt like we were doing a great job back then, but we really didn't. Now we really, really, really know. And sometimes it ain't all about the money. Because, and here's the deal, like, the money will come as soon as your product is tight and sharp, and you know what I mean? It's gonna do its thing. And you can't stop money from hitting you and coming to you. You just can't. Why? Because your product is raw and you're focusing on the parts. You're focusing on the parts, and all the bolts is tight. Like, dude, everybody is sharp. And make sure you look and look through, like, comb through your garden a lot, just to make sure there ain't no weeds in it. If some of your homies is acting like weeds, like, either pull them up and get them out. Like, hey, this, you can do that thing, but you can't do this thing. You know, it's like, oh man, you're not really good at, you know, at the cash register. Let me move you to the fries, and not have an ego about it. Well, because there's always parts to this one thing. We can all make this one thing look good, and the pie that people fight over, don't fight over that pie, nigga. You in a bakery?
Facts.
There's so many pies. You know, chop that pie up and split that pie, because there's more pies. The pies ain't stopping. Not only pies, we got donuts. Not only donuts, we got. It's all a part of the same thing moving forward, and everybody should be able to reap the, as long as they're doing their part, everybody should be able to reap the benefits from what you guys have created together.
That's
you know
fact.
What I mean.
That's
I just want my part of the pie. Please don't stick your fork in my part of the pie. I'm cutting them fingers off.
Facts, you got to go.
You know what I'm saying? Your part of the pie, I don't even want it.
Facts.
I don't like if something happened to you. I want that part of the pie to go to your kid. I still don't want that part of the pie.
Facts.
I want my part of the pie.
Facts.
Please, for the love of God, don't put your fork in my pie.
In my part. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. You know what? That makes me think of like that saying that says your network is your net worth. So at the end of the day, like, you got to be surrounded by like-minded people. And, you know, it's funny because we did an episode about that where we talked about, like, falling victim to the homeboy syndrome. So you come up with certain people, you know what I mean? That's your crew. That's your people. And unfortunately, there's a saying, like they say, everybody can't come. So, you know, granted, that might be your boy from high school, but, and you want to do business together. But if you see that they're not performing accordingly, you got to adapt and overcome, man. You got to pivot, because if not, that could ultimately just tear down what you're trying to build, you know?
Keyword, pivot.
Got to pivot.
Because you got to pivot. And here's to the thing. Here's to what you're saying, too. Like, all right, so when you're giving your circle, your homie circle, a shot, and how do you give them a shot is just by you mindful watching what they do and what they're great at. And if you can pinpoint what each of your homies are really good at and point them in the direction of his strength, then either he's going to be strong at what he knows how to do, going to do something that he does best, or he's so strong in the thing that we're doing all together that you add him to the team. You know what I'm saying? We don't do handouts here. We don't do easy handouts. There's just none of that. I want to do a great job for you. And the best thing that was said to me by my cousin, he said, you know, I don't mind being a pawn in someone else's game as long as I'm the king in my own. You know what I'm saying? And that was a real thing to be said, because I'm going to do my best when I jump onto your team to make you shine. And if you jump onto my team, you fucking best believe you better shine.
Facts.
Because I'm pulling weeds on Saturday.
Facts. Facts, man.
I'm pulling weeds.
Real talk.
And you know you're wrong when you're not doing your thing, you're not up to par on your part. Mm-hmm. You know it. So when the weed whacker come, dude, it's the weed whacker.
Mm-hmm.
You can just lay down before I chop you. You know what I mean? That's what it is. But, you know, and it's not saying, and that way it's like everybody is getting a fair shot, because you know exactly the environment that you're stepping into. None of my homies don't step into my environment unless they, because they know how we are. Mm-hmm. All of us are the same.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm lacking on my verses, my beats, my business, my crew is checking me. They got the weed whacker, or they gonna move me to the fries. And some days, here's the deal, some days, like, yo, I'm on fire at the cash register this year. Mm-hmm. That's why we got him on the cash register. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it. Up this year, we're gonna have to move you to the fries, Slim. All right, fine. But I'm woo! You taste these fries?
Oh, got the Cajun woo. Spice.
All of that, right? And so that's how it is, but you're still moving forward as a unit. So if you know, if Imani is better at taking the lead right now, then I'm all ears. Mm-hmm. If I'm better at taking the lead to this campaign, be all ears. Cause I got the weed whacker, and nothing's gonna stop the trajectory of us moving forward on campaigns. So it's like, you know, like there's some, and here's another thing. It's like some campaigns that we do, not everybody's like on, they might've been a part of it, but they're not fully on board. All right, dude. Well, you don't have to be on board, but don't shit on it. Okay, so you take your shitting on that ass, you take your shitting on things ass over here, and you champion whatever the fuck you're championing over there, because we are in the mind state of making sure this thing gets forward successfully. So we don't need your shit in this. You know what I mean? So we need the energy of this is succeeding. Mm. If I have doubts, I'm stepping out, because I want the energy of somebody, all the cheerleaders on this camp, on this project, to make sure it does well.
Mm.
And if, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. It's all facts, man. That's all facts, Trey. And you know what? You're right, because it's like when we talk about like just the power of words, like words have power. Like people don't realize that. It's like, you know, if you hang around people that's always like negative and they like, oh, I'm going through, oh, it's so hard. They don't realize like those words are reaffirming their situation, right? So it's like you want to be around people that are motivated, people that actually want to see good for you, you know, and not only good for you, but good for themselves as well, because we know hurt people. So, you know, you can't expect a blind person to see your vision, because they don't even see a vision for themselves. You dig me? So, you know, just making sure people got vision, people got faith, and just motivated, you know. So, yo, that's, you dropping gems, man. That's a lot of gems right there, you know.
Here's the thing to that, what you're saying too, is like, that's why we have to find the spark in all of us. You know, everybody's spark is different. But when you show a man in doubt his own spark, you can't stop him from succeeding. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not a race. But when you find your spark, dude, when you find your spark, I can't even, nothing can stop you. It's like the thing about the spark is it contains all the parts of its own success. You know what I'm saying? Like Kentucky Fried Chicken got the spark when he was like in his 60s.
Facts.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like everybody gets their own spark at a different time too. So like, not that we should have patience for them, but when they arrive, they arrive.
Facts.
Unless they just really on some, you know, woe is me. I ain't trying to sing that song at all either. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my grind. I'm on my game. Well, I just found my spark. I found my spark as a DJ. I found my spark as a producer. I found my spark as an MC. I found my spark with Farside. When I always find my spark, and my spark's from the same fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I immerse myself in it. You know what I mean? That's all I know. I don't know nothing. I know a few things, but I don't really know too much.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
knowing that. And so like, you know, when I talk to students, when I work with students or whatever, I'm listening to them to see what I'm hearing, hear if they're hearing their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I put fuel on that spark. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me put some more fuel on there. Boom.
Nice,
and they just blow up because you're showing them. Because mm-hmm. when they're blinded, sometimes they don't see, they're all in their own head.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage anybody, if you see a spark in your friend, like give it some gasoline. You know what I'm saying? Let them help them to ignite. You know what I mean? Because you can't help someone that can't see it.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Yep. You got to pour into people, man. Your network is your net worth. You know, like-minded people, man. And even if they can't see it, like you said, motivate them. Like, don't kick a man when he's down. You know, like, you got to be able to build each other up, man. So, you know, all gems.
But you see their spark. You see their spark to be able to motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom. Oh, there it is. Like, yeah, it's been there all the time. It's been there all the time. That's what The Wiz was all about, right?
That's a fact.
When they went to see, when Dorothy went to go see when Diana Ross and Michael Jackson went to go see Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Facts. Facts. It was there, man. You got to cultivate it. You just got to fan the flames, man. That's it, man. So, you know, fire, Trey. So I got two more questions for you, man. I ain't going to hold too much of your time, man. But so one question I wanted to ask you, like, I know that Passing Me By, man, that record went, like, catastrophic. It was out of here. So, like, I mean, it was just, like, it was phenomenal, man. I mean, even everything was perfect from the visuals and the video to the way you guys attacked that beat, like, you know, some were more melodic than others. I mean, it was humor. It was just very dope, man. I guess at what point did you guys realize, like, yo, this record really blew up? Like, it's different. Like, what at what point did it really hit you? Like, yo, this is, we out of here.
Yo, you know what's crazy is I remember being at STU when the loop was just playing on the drum machine. And you know, you can feel it in the hallway. You know, I feel like the energy was just always there. The hair on your arms is kind of raised and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It I feel like it kind of wrote itself. It was just always, that energy was always looming around us. Every part of it, from being at SCU and when we were making the demo of it, it just felt like it. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. This is one of the ones. And then when we were all mixing it, because we were all in, it was like a couple of us mixing it together. We were like doing all the mutes and everything like that, because we had to manually do. They didn't have the automation wasn't there yet,
right,
so
right.
we had to like slide things up and push the buttons down on different parts. So all the mutes and the dropouts that you hear, that's mm-hmm. us. It was myself, LAJ, Jay Swift. I don't know who else was in there. Maybe Fatlip was in there. And we was like, everybody had their, because it was like it was more than a 24 track thing. So everybody had the track that they needed to be on to do the mutes or the automating it. Mm-hmm. And it was just how it was made. It was just a beautiful thing. Like, if people don't know, they just jam to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we was going through it. You know what I mean? From that to, I remember making the video, and Sanji was like, yo, you know, what if we, you know, shot this and you guys were upside down and, you know, it was in black and white, and we love black and white because it's like
so artsy, man. It's so,
it
like
so just, artsy, and it's like black and white is like a deep, different kind of color. It's mm-hmm. like if you could see through in black and white, it's just like the different shades made it like so nice. Mm-hmm. And so, but then when you know, it's like our world was upside down, and then the people walking through it, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt all the parts. It's like the song called for itself what it was supposed to be, and it chose us to be a part of it. And that's how I always look at it. And it was just like you can just feel the hairs raising on your arms.
Nice.
Every time, because that video was just next level. All the parts of that whole campaign was lit.
Mm-hmm.
It was lit. It was definitely lit. And then when you're in the clubs, there was just so many parts of like knowing that this thing was taking off.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear it in the clubs, you know, the whole deal, and it drops, and the crowd's like, oh.
Now, in my younger days, I used to, like, yeah.
And right? And we had a thing too. It's like verse-wise, who, like, we have, like say everybody has their verse. So like, who's gonna set it off, and who's got cleanup? Those are two important markers.
Facts.
Of making hit songs to us.
Mm-hmm.
Who's setting it off? Now, in my younger days, nothing was messing with that verse. That verse had to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my dear,
do not know me, but I know you very well. And let me tell you, come on, man.
What a way to clean up, right? Look, I'm getting the chicken skin. What a way to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like the way that we orchestrated, and then the parts in the filling in the middle was good too. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, cool. Man. Great. So much melody, so much vibe.
So many parts, so many perspectives of why she passed you by as mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so relatable to the world. Like, you know, everybody talk about getting the chick, but nobody talk about, yo, she passed me up. You know what I mean? So it was match made in heaven. Really, it really made itself. It's kind of like we were lucky to be able to color by numbers.
Yeah.
Because it was already a hit.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely, man. Without a doubt, that record is timeless perfection. Like, it's just, it's a work of art. You know, like I said, from the visuals to the, because sometimes, like, you'll hear a record and you're like, yo, the record's fire. And then you see the visuals and there's a disconnect and you're like, I'll just stick to listen to the audio, right? But this was like, like I just listened to it in my car, you know? But this, this right here, like, damn, why you do it like that, right? But, but, nah, man, perfectly executed, man. It's timeless, man. Classic, man. Classic. Y'all goats for that, man. So, you know, definitely, man, appreciate what y'all contributed to the culture and what y'all continue to bring to the culture. And I guess just closing, man, like, you know, like, talk about, I guess, what's on the horizon, man, all the dope stuff you got going on, King.
Oh, man. Well, so what's really cool about where we are today is fueled by, I mean, like, there was a large time where we were separated. You know, there was, you know, Imani and Booty Brown on one end, and then Fat Lip and myself, and we were separated.
Right.
You know, he was doing our thing, and then we came together with the Fat and Slim stuff. So there's a lot of music out there that people can kind of catch up to the journey of where we are to date, right? Mm. So there's the Fat and Slim that we did with me and Fat Lip did together. There's also Humble Beginnings and all the things that Imani and Romai did, and then Imani had like a solo record too, that was pretty cool. I had solo records, Liberation album, Slim Kid Trey's Cafe. You know, let's see what else. So the Loneliest Punk, Fat Lips. You know, all these things that we were constantly just doing stuff. There was also Testing the Waters with the three, like myself, Imani and Romai, and now there's Imani, Fat Lip, and Slim Kid Trey record that we did with Spirit of the Nation that people can find it right now, and it's fire.
Oh,
And it's just the start, you know, it's just the start of us getting back together. And I feel like right now, Imani was pretty much responsible for bringing us back together as the three. We're still missing Romar, Booty Brown. You know, we'd love to, you know, have him with us to celebrate 30-year anniversary coming up November, you know, in November, to move forward and make more music and stuff like that. But we're just, we're creating right now. Gotcha. We're creating, we're touring. So like, look out for us in your cities. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Instagram at the far side 2 for 2, the FARSIDE at the moment.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? At the moment, FAR, gotcha. SIDE 2 for 2, just to keep up on where we're at. Please come to the shows. Mm-hmm. Please buy some merch. Please rock this time of celebration is what's happening right now for us. You know what I mean? Aside for that, me, I DJ'd last night. I'm about to go DJ like in about half hour. You know what I mean? Just to keep my musical chops up and just to hear sonically what triggers the crowd. I'm a party rock DJ, you know what I'm saying? So I'm keeping my head in the game of the music, because we're still making music, we're still recording. So that's the deal of where, you know, where things are and where we are today. And it's a beautiful thing. We're still celebrating life, man. That's fire. What I gotta say.
Fire, man. Well, yo, y'all heard it here, man. Yo, shout out to Trey. Shout out to the Far Side, man. Just the GOATs, man. GOATs, man. Thomas Music, man. So we appreciate you, King. Thanks for taking the time, man. Definitely, man. Definitely, man.
Thanks for having me, man. Thank you so much, man. And yeah, dude, anytime. See y'all at some shows, you know what I mean? Like, and check out some of that music. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. Yeah, Imani, Fat Lip, Slim Kid, Trey, check that out. And then the new stuff that we're working on now is on the way. So we're in the trenches, y'all.
Fire. That's what it is, man. Yo, big shout out to Trey, the Far Side. Sync Music Mondays. Y'all know what it is, man. Peace.